Chapter 11.
Whoa.
Matt let out a long groan. He opened his eyes.
Okay.
His voice came out in a whisper.
Okay. Okay. You win.
Byron gave him one last shake. Then he set him down on his back and let go of Matt's ankles. Matt lay sprawled on the floor for a long moment. Finally, he stretched his arms, then his back. He raised his head slowly, blinking hard.
So dizzy,
he murmured. He pressed both hands to his forehead.
Ow, what a headache.
Abby and Julie dropped beside him. Can you stand up? Julie asked.
Stop stalling!
Byron snapped. He gave Matt a kick in the ankle.
Move it!
The two girls helped pull Matt to his feet. Matt's eyes were still rolling in his head. He leaned on Abby as he reached into his jeans pocket.
Okay,
here, he said. He pulled the gray card from his pocket. Byron snatched it from his hand. He ripped it into two pieces and tossed the pieces to the floor. He grinned at Matt.
Man, you gave up easy,
he said.
I thought you'd put up a better fight than that. Ever think of changing your name to Wimp?
Matt rubbed his head.
Give me a break,
he muttered angrily. Byron laughed.
You guys will have to be tougher than that if you plan to survive Panic Park.
Chuckling to himself, he stomped out of the room and slammed the door hard behind him. Matt staggered to one of the long benches and sat down, rubbing his head some more. The rest of us gathered in front of him.
Do you believe that guy? Matt muttered. I'd like to shake him. Make his fur fly.
Billy Deep moved beside me. I could barely see him. His body was made of smoke. It billowed as he moved. His eyes peered out from the shadow.
I don't feel so well,
he told his sister, Sheena. His voice sounded soft and far away.
I feel so cold, Sheena. I can't feel my hands or my feet.
We'll get you back to normal, Sheena told him. She looked away. I hope. We made a terrible mistake, Julie said, tugging at the ends of her hair. We were so desperate to escape Horrorland and get to Panic Park. But it was all just a trap. Michael stepped up beside Matt's bench and turned to face us. His expression was angry. He was breathing hard.
Okay, now we know about Jillian and Jackson,
he said.
And Byron, who else is a spy for the Menace?
His eyes moved slowly from face to face.
We trusted those three,
he said.
And they were traitors. Who else is a traitor? Who else is working for the Menace?
He raised a fist.
Who else?
Then he stepped up to me and bumped me back with his chest.
Who else is a spy?
He shouted angrily. Michael, stop! I pleaded. He bumped me again with his chest, forcing me back.
Who else? Who else, Lizzie? How about you and your brother? How about it? How about it?